I wasn't aware that the place we were landing last time about having a story and not only the facts is much bigger and much, much broader than what I personally thought. I thought it is a question of that you can't deal with a person without seeing his story, only the facts, you can't deal with yourself. But the truth is, it's much more than that. The need for to see a story and not the fact is the central need in your emunah. And we are basing our emunah on an approach to facts. I'll show you that. We do not see emunah as a part of a story. We see emunah as a gathering of facts. And that makes a tremendous distortion in our emunah. And we have to do something about that. Yeah? So first, I want to explain that about, let's say, you say, Me'anisim agluim odom moide benisim nistori. You remember the Ramban, yeah? That's a big Ramban on emunah. And it's agluim moide benisim nistori. And then you think, that is because the nisim gluim, those are tremendous facts. Unbelievable that the Beroilum was changing the whole world. Instead of being water, there was blood, and instead of kinim, tzvardea, whatever you want, unbelievable things, the whole world was moving, you know? And then you believe that in your daily life, whenever you have an overdraft in the bank, or you have something else going on in your life, the Beroilum also can move things around in a hidden way. But everything is moved from the Beroilum. I don't think that's the pshat of the Ramban, because the Ramban is chaylik on the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says that it can't be that Yocheved gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu at the age of 130, because that's a miracle much bigger than by Sora Imenu. Sora was only 90, yeah? And she was 130, so that's a much, much bigger miracle. So why did the Torah didn't mention it? Because it's inexplicable, you can't explain that with nature. So it has to be written. So it's not written. That's a simon. That is not a fact. It's not true. So the Ramban is calling the Ibn Ezra at that moment call different kind of names, but he says that's really wrong. I will tell you the truth. The truth is that anything which is there, as long as a novi didn't tell it, didn't say it before, it's not considered an es nigle. It's considered an es nista. An es nigle is only when the novi said that beforehand. That's the Rambam. Now, I heard from people which are very much bigger than me, I heard the pshat in the Rambam, in a so to call Musar Dikeoifen, which they said that as long as the novi doesn't explicitly tell you that there will be something, you still have a hidden wish or want to explain that with nature, and your stubbornness will gain, and you'll say, no, it's no ness, it's only nature. And the novice says it, then you have no choice. That's what I was told. I think this is wrong. Yeah? You may be choylik in Eirubin, on the Gon Yankev, or in Kiddushin, on the Evne Miluim. You can't be choylik on the Bormitzi, on the Ktsois too. So I may choylik on that too. No, I don't think that's a pshat in the Ramban. I really don't think so. Because it's not the way you learn the Rishonim. Because the Ramban doesn't tell you that, no, this could happen b'teva. He admits to the Ibn Ezra, Nachon, you are right. Out of a fact, this is a fact which you can't explain out of nature. Not shayach. But still, even though you can't explain it, it's not considered an es nigle, only when the novice said it beforehand. That's what the Ramban says. Yeah? That's the way you learn the Machlokes Rishonim. Yeah? He admits that he is right in his assumption, but there's another ingredient missing. The ingredient is the novi. Why is that missing? But you can't explain it. He is made it that you can't explain it. And out of that reason, you should put it in the Torah. But that's not the reason to put it in the Torah. Because it's not an es nigle, it's not an es nista, because the novi didn't speak. So what does the novi say? What does the novi say when he says there will be an es? Yeah? What does the novi say? He doesn't say that tomorrow at 3:15 sharp, when you look to the east side, you'll have the best stage forever. you never saw something like this, that will be absolutely surprising and overwhelming. The Novi doesn't speak such a Dvorim B'Tehillim. No, the Novi doesn't say that. The Novi tells you what is the message of this miracle. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. You'll see that the Oretz will open the mouth, that the earth will have a sinkhole or whatever it was there. You know, it was more than a sinkhole. Open the mouth of the earth, and these people will fall in, and then you will understand from that that I am sent from the Borei Olam. That means he explains you what is the story behind that ness. He tells you what's the message, yeah? What's the story behind that? And the ness nigle means that the story which is intended from this fact, the story is spoken out clearly, that's called an esnigle. But when there is a story going on, for sure, but you don't know it because no one tells you that, that is considered an esnista. That's the pshat in the Rambam. Yeah? But an es means always that there is a story going on. An es doesn't mean that there is a fact going on. Yeah? There's a story going on. But the story in nature, or whenever it's not said from the Borei Olam, then it's not explicitly said, the story is hidden. It's an es nista. That's a pshat in the Rambam. Yeah? Story, you can call, according to the, from the side of the Borei Olam, you can tell a story also with the word of Hashkoche, when you want. Hashkoche doesn't mean that he interferes. Hashkoche means he has an agenda for you. That's what Hashkoche means. Mashgiach means someone which has an agenda for the thing, you know, he has an agenda for you. The Borei Olam has an agenda for you, he wants a story. He wants your story. That's what Emunah is, that was included in Emunah. And we do not get that. We think about Emunah like facts. There's a fact which was a big miracle, and now, in a hidden way, out of nothing, such a fact could reoccur. Without Novi and without Big Rash, but it could reoccur. And when I will tell you not like this, you all will have a problem. And the truth is, I have a problem too. But that's the way Emunah is built, you know? I know people, I can tell you two cases. I'll tell you two cases from me, you know? I have people in my environment where I live. I have people there which they are strong Hasidim. So let's say they are on this side of the spectrum, and then Leichter is really on the other side of the spectrum. Yeah? So I am somewhere in between, according to them, it's in between conservative and reformer, something in the place of Leichter. You know? They don't know how to say it, but it's something left, and they are very right. Yeah? So I had a friend, which he passed away now. He had MS, multiple sclerosis. And I went to the person. I went to the person and told him that he has multiple sclerosis. That's the matzav, you know. That's where he's in, and we have to try how what to do with that. So, no, chas v'sholem. Der Eberster wird führen a refuah shleime. That means there's no story. A story once in a while has sad pages. A story once in a while has very dark chapters. But it's a story. And the place that guy has in his own story is in a very dark place. But the Borei Olam is definitely with him. And he is now living through his own story with that MS. No, you don't know. No, this MS is only Achiza Zeinayi. Because Minanissima Gluim, or the Moedem in Issin Historim, the Borei Olam is a Kol Yochel, and he can definitely bring that guy to a Refuah Shleime. Umimele, I don't deny that. But Umimele, what's Umimele? Umimele, there is no story. The only way the Borei Olam enters the picture is that he'll have a Refuah Shleime. Who is here the Maimin? Huh? You don't, that's difficult for you, yeah? Yeah, for sure, the Maimin is the one which says that it can be everything. And the other one that's like in between a psychologist and a conservative or reform, in English you call that Leuchter. That's the other side, you know. Those are the two extremes, you know. The one is the real Maimin. But there is a problem there. that the emunah of that person is emunah without story. It's emunah of facts. There is a very inconvenient fact, a very sad fact, but this fact could move away. Because the Boreolam is called Yochel. That's my emunah. So the emunah is emunah without story. There's no story going on. Nothing. There's only fact, mul fact. There's a very difficult fact there. And then now there could be a very good fact. So let's be mindful that a very good fact comes in. Yeah? No. No, that's not what emunah is about. Emunah is about that you believe that there is a story going on. And the sad part is also part of the story. The Borei Olam is with you. He wants you. I saw this guy. He passed away now. I saw this guy and visited him 3 days before he passed away. Yeah? It was a Erev Shabbos. I think he passed away Monday. So I don't know what that means. 3, 4 days, something like this. I was in America then. So I saw him Erev Shabbos. And he was not moving. He was MS for more than 10 years. And he was not moving. Not limbs, not mouth, not anything. But I definitely saw a person. That was a great story, this man, you know. A great story of godless, of a mensch without body, you know. Definitely a presence of a human being. I had a chizik in my emunah that there is hashoros hanefesh, that there is a neshama there without body. Because I saw that with my eyes, you know. He doesn't move and do anything, but the personality is 100% there, yeah. I saw the person, I saw this, I related to him, I spoke to him, I saw in his eyes that he definitely understands what I speak to him, you know. So that was a thing, which was a big thing in his story. Now there's no story going on. No, the emunah doesn't give that. That there is a story that he could teach others, it could be a benefit for others. Now, there's no story like this. That's not the emunah. The emunah is that there is a fact of sad, the fact of disease, and there is a fact of missing. So now the fact of Nisim will move away the fact of disease. How do you do that? With emunah or bitochen. You do that. So it's clearly you fight the Borei Olam with his own kelim. You know, you fight him. He wants to tell you a story, which is inconvenient, definitely. But he wants to tell you a story. No, you don't hear any story. You fight him. And you shoot him. And you say, no, it's wrong. There's no story. I believe in the fact. That's called emunah. No, that's not. Because emunah means a story. And the same thing, that's why I don't go to Uvruv anymore. Because there was once Uvruv, I had a neighbor, which he had a son, which was the best, the dream of any father, you know. The best learner, and a big masmit, and being in the best yeshiva. And he was like, now it's only that you are soon looking for a shidduch. So Nebuch, the Boreolim didn't want that, and he went over by the street, by the tunnels of the begging, you know, and there was a Tuna Drachim, and the guy fell on his head, not only fell, was what happened there, you know. He was in a vegetable state for 10 years or more, yeah, in the hospital, not responding anything, yeah. Okay, now because it was so long, that the father, he made the oof oof. The next son became Roy Lechitun, or was going to have Chasam, and the other one was still alive in the hospital. So the father got up by the Ufuf and said, after all the tragedy and all the Midas Hadin, which we saw in our life, we are so happy, and then one of those nice people, which they are on the right side of the Emunah, were interfering with the guy, the father of the son, which he wanted to tell his story, that he definitely believes in the Borei Olam, but there was a tragedy in his life. The other one said, no, you can't say that, there's no tragedy, because the Borei Olam will send your son to a poor Shleimer. And I saw that on Shabbos, morning, I began to cry, I began to be enraged, I went home, I don't need that anymore. I don't need to see in front of everyone that someone takes a knife into the heart of another one and turns it over with the Hidur Mitzvah, you know? Emunah! That's Achzorius, Rabbi Yisai. That's flat out Achzorius. Has nothing to do with Emunah. Not one Yota has to do with Emunah. That's a straight out Achzorius. Huh? Yeah? I don't go there anymore. There are no roofing anymore. I don't need home finished. You know, don't need that whole thing. That's achzorius, Rabbi Yisai. No, that's emune. You don't know. That's the spitz emune. That the Berolim can't do anything without story, only fact. You see, that is the problem. Our emune is not the emune in a story. Our emune is the emune in facts. And we put facts, mul facts, across facts. And then everything goes, you know, because there's no story, there's no content there. There's no theme, there's nothing developing, nothing. Yeah? It's only a question whether punctual, you can't change the whole picture. That's what it's called emune by you. Huh? There is a problem, there is a deep problem going on with us. We will lose our normal emune, like this. No, that's not emune. Emune is that the Borei Olam is with you, and he tells you a story where you are. Not, he only wants you to believe that the fact can move. No. He wants you to, that was the biggest hatzlach I had. I said that one in Kirzefer, and then one of the people in Kirzefer, a came to me and said, Rabbi, according to you, I understand that when I have an overdraft in the bank, the Borei Olam doesn't want that I should believe he will fill up my overdraft. He wants me to do something with that. Wow. That was unbelievable. I couldn't believe my ears. Wow, that's the real thing, you know. Nahon, the Borei Olam wants you to do something with that. Yeah? Without the question of Hishtatlus and Pitochen, all these questions, they are mainly fed. Why once? These questions were not posed once. They are only, well, now, they are in abundance. Every single, nicht aufgewachsen von der Welt, says, Pitochen, it's only because the Emune has nothing to do with any story, so he thinks, I could change all the facts with Pitochen. Very nice, you know. Yeah, but that's not normal. No. The normal way of emunah is, I understand that I am in a bad place, or I'm in a harsh place, the Borei Olam wants me to be there, in order I should deal with that. It's a story going on. That sheds a new light on what the Ramban says in the beginning of Bereshis. The Ramban in the beginning of Bereshis says that emunah you are getting through the Sipurim of the Torah. That's the way you get emunah. The Sipurim of the Torah. So it was not clear to me, never clear to me what he means. Because I always thought that the Be'etzem Emunah, I know how you get that. I know exactly. You have to learn the Astunus, or you have to learn the Hashem, or Kuzari, or the Vesachayim, or when you want, you will not understand that, no one understands as really, Moren Buchim, whatever you want. You know, you learn whatever you want, but that's the way you're creating Emunah. But there has to be an illustration which has a connection to the article. That's right. Once in a while you have pictures in a newspaper which are illustrations which are not connected to the article. But you need some illustrations that are connected to it, you know? So where are the illustrations? Ah, the Borei Olam made the best thing. He wrote the Torah, which the Torah are good illustrations on those things you learn in Derech Hashem, in Das Tunis Vechule. Very good. That's the way I learned it. Bemis, that's the way I learned it always. Oh, that's nonsense. No, I don't think that's right. No, Sipurim in the Ramban is not that they illustrate the Emunah. No, they are creating Emunah. Because Emunah means a story. That's what Emunah means. It is a story. It is a development. It's not a fact. It's a development. That's Emunah. The Iker Emunah is that there is a story going on. And we don't get that. We deny that. Yeah? We are sticking to the facts. You see that over and over and over again. All the time. That people don't want to accept that their place, where they are, that's what the Emunah tells them. There you are with your story, and the Borei Olam wants you something there. Yeah? He wants you to develop or dealing with that place you are. We don't get that. We think the emun is that you can't explain away where you are, or you change where you are. No. It's a flow. a sipur is a flow that you have in the sipur of Haggadah. The Haggadah Shel Pesach is a sipur. Yeah? Yeah? V'igadeto levincho, mesavan saper shmi. You have to tell a story. That's the Torah tells you. You have to tell a story. A sipur. And we don't have that. We have facts. This is a big mistake. And it's a very dangerous thing. We lose our place in Emunah. And by us, Emunah is only in this abstract realm where that's called bitochen or called big miracles. And then you say, that's what you have to be believing. Because mi anisim agluim, or the maidim anisim anistorim, and the Berlin can't do anything. You for sure can't do anything. Everything he can do. You know? But there are things which are, it's simply, that's your story, huh? And you don't get that. That's called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Megillas Esther, which the Megillas Esther is one big story. And that's the Emunah. You have the Emunah out of the Megillas Esther, you have the Emunah out of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, but this is the story which makes it. Not the fact. The story which makes that, yeah? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's what we have, for example, by Haggadah Shel Pesach too, you know? There are people, excuse me to tell you that, there are people which in Pesach, they are committing a spiritual suicide. You know, you can, when you are burying yourself in the earth, then you can't breathe anymore. So there is no sefer written with more perushim on it than the Haggadah Shel Pesach. And there are people which take all the possible Haggadahs, and this is really above you, and then you bury yourself underneath it, and you get just spiritually suffocated by these Haggadahs. And they turn over into an encyclopedia of knowledge about Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Sipur is gone. There's no story. Yeah? You know a ton about all the likud of all the Azar Haggadah to Azar Haggadah, and I once would want to make the Nisoyim to bind all the Haggadahs which are printed in one, and then you would have all of them, you know. And you see the tragedy every single Erev Pesach in the bookstores, which they look for a Haggadah, perhaps now they will get out of their boredom, because there is no Sipur going on. When there is a Sipur going on, that is not boring altogether. That's the most interesting thing, and that's what builds Emunah. No, we are facts. We are facts, a gathering of facts. This is very wrong, Rabbi Yisai. Yeah? And this leads to all different kinds of awkward situation you are in. Yeah? That you don't get that Emunah has to make you feel that you are together with the Bira Olam. The way I said today, Emunah makes you feel, the Rabbi Salov says, makes you feel that you are happy. Yeah? When you think Emunah makes you feel that I'm happy, then you think, why Emunah makes you happy? Because I'm always aware that the Bereulam could do anytime anything for me. Ha, hey, great, you know. No, I just, no, that's not so happy. That's called Yush, no? Yush means you are in desperation from your own story. And then you say, but I'm happy because I'm a Yush. But I'm not Jewish entirely because the Bereulam could take me out of that plunder. No! I'm happy because I know that my own plunder is a part of the picture of the Bereulam. And the Bereulam wants me to go through this difficulty. He wants me to do that. Gewaldig! Then you are happy, you know? That's what the Emunah does. Chavis Halal says that, yeah? But it's terrible. And I know people which they are working in that way, which they feel that the place they are in is a place where the etzem, they shouldn't be there. Only by a mistake they are there, you know. And they don't get it. No, the Bereulam puts you there exactly. People which go through a difficulty. I had someone which goes through a difficulty. Has a child which is terrible, yeah. Terrible already 2 years. Terrible, terrible. And he deals with people which are far from Torah too. So he told me not long ago that this fact that he has such a child Once in a while gives him, in a very awkward way, a big koyach, like a, it's perhaps a little bit modern, but he gives him a big koyach. Huh? So, what is that big koyach? I spoke to a lady, which she asked me, are you a Haredi? So I said, yes. How can you be a Haredi? I'm Breugers with a Breuger. Why? Because he took my son when he was 36. So he told her, look, I can have an empathy with you, because by me also the Breuger took my son too. In other way, but he took my son. Aren't you Breugers with a Breuger? No, I'm not. That was a very meaningful discussion with this lady. That's what he said. So it's an awkward thing that gives me koyach. Yeah, it's only an awkward thing when you do not understand that this is your place. You basically think that my place is like the old time, when everything was okay, you know? That's my place. Only it happened at Tunat Rachim, in the middle, or something like this, you know? There's something wrong happening. But my place is still the old one. But it's very awkward that this thing, which is so tragic, gives me a koyach. Why is that awkward? That's the most natural thing. Because that's now your place in the picture and in the story of the Beroilom. He tells the Klal Yisrael a story which is very sad. But that's what he tells them. Yeah? Not in order to explain that away, in order to tell this story. And the part of that story is that you can go to other people and say, I also go through all of my tzoras, you know. The way Rabbi Yochanan went with the tooth of his last child, you know, and said, I went through all these tzoras, I'm still alive. Yeah? No, it doesn't. Oh, it doesn't. It is really a thing which, when we are not doing something about that, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, to find the story about the Ashkoch of the Boi Roilo. When you don't do that and we stick to the facts, our Emunah will be winded very wrong. It's not that I deny that the Boi Roilo can do anything, for sure, because he is in the picture. But then the story would have a big surprise there. Yeah? There can be stories with surprise. Yeah? And it can be the Yod on this, that with your bitochen you could make that surprise closer or farther away. Vakasha, I don't know. Chazanish and all this, everyone knows all these shittas about this, not thinking about the story, only about facts, you know. Do you really think that with the bitochen Rabbi Saul was able to have a golden watch? What's the story? That's a fact. That's right, there's no story there. There's no story. No, this is not the point of Emunah. That's not the point of the whole thing. The point of the whole thing is that you have a story and you have a situation you are in, and the Baruch Hashem wants you for his own picture and for his own development. That's what he wants. But we lose that. So this is a very deep problem we have with this dimension we spoke last time. Yeah? I really thought it's only a personal dimension. That you have a story going on in your own life, like this guy which wanted to learn, and it was this going over the books, which would be the petah for him, perhaps, you know. That's the story, but it's much more. Story, sipo, in that sense, means that's like what you would call in Hebrew, you would call that the das. A das is able to connect different things into one picture that a das can do. Yeah? A das can take different facts and make from that a whole story or picture or whatever you want to call that, yeah? So that is, and a very narrow das has only one thing in it, but a broader das has 5, 6, 10, 20, 30 things, which you see the connection in between them, and that's the story of your life, or that's the story of the Ashkoch Elyoina. We have to give that back to us, yeah? Once it was much easier, or much simpler. And it was always like this. It was always Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was a story from Avraham Avinu, a story from Yitzchak Avinu, a story from that. That made you Emunah. And for us, I don't know why, but we are holding in a different place. And we think Emunah is a question of facts. Think over. That is the depth of the objection I have to the other Baalach. Not that I object that the Berolim can't do miracles. Chas v'sholem. He can do anything. Anything. But the soid of Emunah is that there is a sipur going on. That's the soid of Emunah. That there is a sipur. Yeah? And the sipur with the Beroilom. And the Beroilom is Kol Yochel, for sure. But the main point is a sipur there. And you are part of it. With where you are holding. in your bad place, in your good place, in your happy place, in your sad place, wherever you are, you're part of that story. Yeah? And you don't have to explain that away, because that's a story. That's what I think is a very essential part for us now. Before Purim, that we get the story of Purim right in, that's the story of Purim. And before Pesach, which that Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim, which that's the story of the Haggadah Shel Pesach, not only the facts. That, I think, is a big thing to think about and to work on it in the Emunah. That gives you enough to work or to think about for now, the end of this month. Because next week there won't be a Vaad, there will be Purim. A Purim from the good old government, it's Purim, that's what it is. And the week afterwards I'm going to Chutzlaretz, to America, to Switzerland first and then to America. And there will be no Vaad until the end of this month. So I think you have, that's a lot to do. That's really a big work over here. That's a big sugya. And you can think about it. It's a very interesting thing to think about that. And you have something to do. And I want to thank you that you were holding out this Zman, which you say Kaporas Pesha, every single Rosh Chodesh, because there are 6 months. Yeah. So that's a long Zman. And you're really holding that thing. Hopefully it wasn't boring for you. For me it was very interesting. And when you want, next month, we will go further on with the Vadim on another topic. Atkam.